On this week's arts page, get those creative minds working. Entries are almost open for the CPFSA's jingle and mascot competitions. Stay tuned. At the start of May, the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, launched activities for Child Month under the theme Affirm Me. Affirm is an acronym for Acknowledge Me, Befriend Me, Favor Me, Influence Me Positively, Respect Me, and Motivate Me. Central to all activities is an attempt to improve child participation through a jingle contest and a mascot competition, both to be launched next week.
Entrants will submit their entries on the CPFSA YouTube channel. Announcement of the winners will be done on May 28th.
Chief Executive Officer of the CPFSA, Rosalie Gage Gray. Mrs. Gage Gray says the students will come up with their favorite rhymes and rhythms for a chance to win a tablet computer and other prizes, including a holiday weekend.
The prizes, first place a tablet which will work with popular artists to record the song, second place $7,000 and third place $5,000.
The song must be short but creative and reflect the theme of childcare and protection. Coupled with the jingle contest is a mascot competition. The winning mascot design will become the face of the agency, traveling to communities as part of sensitization activities.
Schools will be asked to design and name the mascot. Judging will take place at the end of May and the winner announced. The mascot will be fine-tuned by cartoon artists. Mascot will go to production in June. The mascot will be coupled with a jingle and taken into schools and communities.
Other activities to affirm more children this month will include a breakfast treat, where State Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, and Mrs. Gage Gray will prepare meals for children at the Glen Hope Nursery on Maxfield Avenue with the assistance of Chef Jackie Tyson. And a Special Needs and Family Resource Expo will be staged in partnership with the Nathan A. Banks Foundation on Saturday, May 26, on the East Lawns of Hope Gardens. If you're unable to make it to any of the National Child Month events, find your own way to treat a child you know. Take them out for ice cream or share words of affirmation. Watch the CPFSA social media pages for details on the mascot and jingle competitions. Before we go, as part of Workers' Week activities, the African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, Jamaica Memory Bank, is partnering with the Ministry of Labour and Social Security and the Ministry of Culture to host a panel discussion on reparation. Discussions will also center around the modern labour movement. And that happens on Monday, May 14, at the Institute of Jamaica Lecture Hall, 10 to 16 East Street, Kingston, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the European Film Festival is set to run from Monday, May 14 to Sunday, May 20, with flicks from a different European country every evening. Enjoy an escape to Europe through films. For a complete listing of movies, dates, and venues, call 924-6333. Admission is free and all are invited to attend. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This Labor Day, May 23, let's join hands and hearts in harmony to make Jamaica a better place for all of us. Ramp it up. Help build ramps in our schools and health centers to make them more accessible. Fix it up. Clean up, repair, and beautify our schools and health centers. Register your projects now at gis.gov.jm or email labourday@mcges.gov.jm. Call 978-7654 for details. Labor Day 2018. Ramp it up. Fix it up. Our schools, our health centers, our responsibility.
Fix it up, you know.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married, and guess what? You can't stop me.
That would be discrimination under the Act. You also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com. A message from the JCPD.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.